started in the anti-bullying campaign?
What got me started is that growing up, I was bullied because I'm from Massachusetts, and I've always loved country music, and I knew that that's what I wanted to be when I grow up, and I struggled so much with confidence, and I just don't want any kid to feel the way I felt, and I know that so many kids are experiencing bullying in some, to some extent, and some more severe than others, and so if I can just help somebody with my story, whether that is to give them some hope or to maybe make them think about their actions, then I've done my job. So that's why it's really important to me to visit schools.
What were some of the most difficult times for you during that moment, and how deep did you go when you were being bullied?
For me, the hardest part was when I first started to really put myself out there as a country artist. That was when kids were the meanest, and that was when people would post my songs in places and make fun of it, and I used to get pushed against the lockers for being different, and it was so hard because I felt like no matter where I was, I couldn't get away from it. I felt like I had no confidence. I felt worthless. I felt like no one wanted me around, and I wanted my music to be a secret. I didn't want to share it with the world because I was afraid of how people would treat me. So that, for me, was the hardest part.
And now you receive national attention for your work. You've been on the Today Show, climbing on the Billboard charts. What's that like to look back at those kind of moments where you were hiding it?
It's incredible because I wish that someone could tell me at the time that it was all going to work out and just stay true to who you are, just keep working hard. It's all going to work out, because I just really wish I knew that then. But I'm so glad that these dreams are kind of becoming a reality. It's really amazing.
What did it do to your mental health during that time?
It was not good. I had anxiety, some depression, and I had no self-confidence, and it wasn't healthy. My parents noticed that something wasn't really right with me when they took our family to Disney World, and I was miserable the whole time. And Disney World is my favorite place in the world. And so it really did mess with me for a while. But I have two younger brothers, and I knew that I had to stay strong because I'm their role model. So I had to, at least on the outside look like I was okay for everyone else.
It must be so relatable to understand what happened with Devin and his message that the grandparents and families are bringing here today.
Oh, yeah. It's so relatable, but at the same time, I can't even imagine what Devin went through, because it sounds like it was so much more extreme than what I went through, and I know how hard it was to get through what I went through, so I can't even imagine. So Devin was strong because he endured so much, and he's very missed, I can tell, and I really wish I got to meet him. I really do.
What message do you bring to the students today? How do you do that through song and through the work that you've done with the campaign?
A big part of my message is to never give up on your dreams, no matter what anybody tells you, even if they're different from everyone else's dreams, and to be nicer to each other and be kind, and to, when you meet someone who's different from you, tell them that they're awesome instead of making them feel like an outsider. So those are some of the things I talk about with the kids.
Do you find the youth relates to you very well because you're from their generation, younger generation too?
Definitely. And also the fact that I have songs that they can put on when they're having a bad day. A lot of kids will say that listening to my music reminds them of that I went through what they're going through, and, helps them get through it. So it's really special.
What's the hardest thing to talk about bullying? What's the hardest thing and the challenge for it?
The hardest thing to talk about bullying, for me, the hardest thing is that it brings back so many emotions and feelings that were so dark, it's not fun to bring those emotions back, but I know that I'm doing it to help other kids, and I've also become so much more confident and strong after everything I went through, so I'm able to talk about it more without, going back to that dark place. So it's still hard to talk about it because it does remind me of all those really hard times, but I know that I'm helping other kids, so it makes me happy.
How many other cities, schools are you touring right now?
So in one year, I will have been to 100 schools, and then we're adding another 100 schools in 2019.
And what music are you working on for yourself right now? You got it.
So I actually just recorded a duet with Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block, and that's coming out in January. And the song is called Bodyguard, and he wrote it because he saw a video of me speaking to kids online, and it inspired him to write this song, and he asked me to sing it with him. So it's very, very special.
Well, Jesse, a pleasure to speak with you.
It was
Thank
so
you.
Great to meet you.